This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Dallas Area Rapid Transit's collaboration with online car services, Lyft is the latest, is a national first. Dallas Transit users can now complete their door-to-door trips with help from these rideshare service applications that show up within DART's own app. For some Dallas Transit users, light rail's been a fast, affordable solution to reach a destination. But that's only part of the equation. At the annual public transit meeting being held this week in Dallas, DART CEO Gary Thomas lays out the bigger problem.
How can I get from my house to the transit center, and I'm not going to walk the 4 miles that I need to get there? Maybe I can ride my bike, but that's a little dangerous when you have to ride on the shoulder of the expressway.
Thomas's solution? Transportation partners. DART's the nation's first public transit system reaching out to taxis, flexible auto renters Zipcar, and rideshare services Uber and now Lyft. On DART's mobile GoPass app, users see those services right there to help them get from the station to their final destination.
I can almost say with certainty, total certainty, that others will be following.
Art Gazzetti is the policy vice president with the American Public Transportation Association, APTA.
I know at our national meetings where we convene transit systems from all over the country, Dallas is talking and other people are listening.
San Antonio's VIA transit system is now trying it too, according to Richard Gambetta, who's a VIA board member.
Uber and Lyft have just negotiated to start in San Antonio. So VIA is negotiating to get an agreement for the last mile or last 5 miles, or in San Antonio, the last 10 miles.
San Antonio hopes to negotiate fares for rideshare providers. It also wants Uber and Lyft drivers to serve all neighborhoods. Transportation Policy Director for Lyft, Emily Castor, says the Dallas service will be affordable, but a specific fare structure hasn't been worked out.
Our mission was to try to make transportation available on demand to everyone, and it's not an elite service or a luxury service. It's something that people can use to connect with other people in their communities.
Castor says a mile or two Lyft ride from a DART station to work or to home should cost a few bucks. Maybe five. DART's Morgan Lyons is careful to say this collaboration improves the ease of travel, but riders still have to arrange and pay separately for the rideshare service. There's no DART discount.
We're like Switzerland when it comes to the integrated mobility. We simply want to work with everybody. It's important that we refer to it as a collaboration. Money's not exchanging hands. They're trying to create a new experience for their customers. We're trying to do the same thing.
DART says innovations will continue. Making payments through one app instead of several is one goal, and making bike share connections easier is yet another. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.